Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, an air and sea rescue operation is continuing in Galway this morning after a man was reported to be missing off Cruachnacara in the Carna area of Connemara. It's understood he was sailing on a yacht yesterday with his wife and they went ashore in a small dinghy. A call was received around 5 p.m. yesterday from the man's wife after a dinghy from their yacht had drifted off and her husband had tried to retrieve it and got into difficulties. Well, just before I came on air, I spoke to James Mullen, who's coxswain with the Arnoldy Clifton Light boat, who's currently out at sea now searching for the missing man. And James explained what resources have been deployed in the search.
So both assets from Clifton Lifeboat Station, so our all-weather boat, our Shannon class lifeboat, and our inshore Clifton Atlantic 85, it's a rib lifeboat, and also along with the Aran Islands lifeboat, which is an all-weather boat as well from the station, with Clayton Coast Guard and Kosovo Bay and Rescue 115 helicopter from Shannon.
Can you tell me a little bit about the search area? Where are you looking?
So basically, yeah. So yesterday evening we received a mayday call from Valencia Coast Guard Radio that was running the search down here. It was a gentleman that he'd gone ashore. Himself and his wife were sailing the yacht. They anchored the yacht. They went ashore on MacDara Island here just off the Connemara coast. And we believe they got to shore and everything was okay, and something happened with their tender, and they noticed that the tender started drifting from the island. So the husband went to try and retrieve the tender, and his wife lost sight of him, and a mayday call was put out then from Valencia Coast Guard Radio. And naturally, as with any person in the water, Valencia sent all the assets they had available at it. And we've been down here since last night with, as I said, with the Castle Bay Coast Guard, Rescue 115 from Shannon and the Aran Islands, and the two lifeboats from Clifton, and all the local fishing vessels in the area.
And how have the conditions been?
So the conditions yesterday evening weren't too bad. They were quite favourable for searching. We did a lot of the local boats were out, you know, the smaller fisher boats, if you like. Now, the weather has turned a bit this morning, so we were down. We got finished up last night about 2 a.m., and we're back down again we slipped our mornings at 5 this morning, and we've been searching down here since. It's about a southwesterly 4-6, so it stirred up a bit of a sea now, so it is a bit challenging for searching. However, ourselves and the Ireland's lifeboat and our inshore boat here, we've really saturated from MacDara's Island across to May's Head down into Ard Bay. Unfortunately, we have nothing to report as of yet, but as I said, we're concentrating, I suppose, out more at sea, and the inshore boat is zipping around in between the outcrops and the islands.
And James, the plan is to continue on with that search throughout the morning, is it?
Absolutely. I mean, we will keep going here for as long as we can and for as long as the weather allows us. Well, I mean, both ourselves and the airlines lifeboat, we're all weather boats, so we can pretty much stay out. The inshore boat, we're monitoring the weather on that. Like, obviously, she's working here with the two all-weather boats, so she's safe and that's all fine at the moment. Mm-hmm. So we're going to keep searching for as long as we can, and as long as Valencia wants us to search for. Obviously, we're going to keep going until hopefully we find the casualty, you know.
And it's a testament to the community there as well. You mentioned that a lot of the fishing boats were out yesterday and out again today helping.
100%. As you rightly said, it is a testament to the local community here. The amount of fishing boats that were out here yesterday, even as I'm speaking to you now, I'm looking at the locals here walking the shore with the Coast Guard. And it's got definitely... The shore is getting a good search. The islands, as I said, we're going around ourselves with the lifeboats and just taking our time, looking. We're hoping that, you know, that maybe he's made it onto one of the islands or, you know, managed to scramble up on one of the rocks and he's just looking for help. That's that's what we're hoping for, you know. So,
all right. Well, listen, we'll let you get back to it, James. Thank you very much and the best of luck to you. That's James Mullen there from the Oranelagh Clifton Lifeboat.
Thank you, Claire.
Well, we're also joined on the line now by Chris Reynolds, who's former director of the Irish Coast Guard. And Chris, you were listening there to what James had to say. I mean, that type of search and rescue operation, clearly there will be a large amount of resources deployed. How is all of that coordinated?
Well, there's the main coordination is done from the Valencia Coast Guard. So the overall coordination is done there. And what they would do is they appoint a on-scene coordinator at sea. And that would probably be the Inishmore lifeboat, which would coordinate all the fishing boats, any other craft that are at sea, including the Oranelagh Coast Guard crafts at sea. In the air, you would have, there's top cover being provided in the air by the UK Coast Guard, by the fixed wing that's come over. You've Rescue 1, five out there, the Shannon helicopter, and Rescue 117 from Waterford is now replacing that, so that can go refuel. So you have three elements. You've got the air, you've got the water, and now on land, you'd have an incident manager from the Costa Bay Coast Guard coordinating all the people, civil defence, Coast Guard, and members of the public who wish to search a shoreline. So that's the three elements of the search.
Okay, and because of the nature of the coastline, you know, a rough, jagged coastline, those searches can take time, can't they?
Absolutely. I mean, it really is difficult. There's so many crooks and crannies. It's not like you're searching, say, 15 kilometre coastline. By the time you take your nooks and crannies, it's probably 100 kilometres.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a very difficult job. And it can be quite hazardous with slips and falls.
And look, we're mindful of the family who are waiting for news and for all the people who are out there searching as well. In general terms, like, we have the weekend coming up now. Many people's thoughts are turning to the beach, the bank holiday last weekend too. It's really important to remind people to stay safe in and near the water, isn't it?
It is. And if you allow me, there's four things I like to imprint on your listeners' mind and even on the partners of those who go afloat, because they often change behaviour. The first thing is never go out alone. And I'm particularly talking to kayakers, dinghies and jet skiers there. Never go out alone, ever. The second thing is always wear a life jacket. So many times during my career, I've looked at incidents of loss when that cheap bit of plastic would have saved a life. Third thing is always tell somebody responsible when you're due back. Now, I mean someone who actually will take responsibility seriously, who will know where to look for you and call emergency if needed. And finally, call the Coast Guard early, if needed, immediately. Don't wait. The Coast Guard and the Oranelagh would prefer to launch 100 times on a well-meaning call than not be called when they are really needed. Because if you do all that, you've given the Coast Guard and your own line the time to save you. Because if you're in difficulty, time is very much not your enemy. If we have the time, then there's every chance of rescue.
And people delay because they think, well, maybe, you know, I'm creating a fuss here for no reason. Do you find that that is the reason why people might, we'll give it half an hour, say?
Don't. My advice is don't. Immediately call. As I said, we'd much prefer to launch and return than not launch and launch late and be too late. Particularly, usually the call comes close to sunset. And if you delay, the time we have between when we start searching and sunset is so restricted. So call immediately.
OK, so just to go back over those points again, because it's really important. Never go out alone. Wear a life jacket and tell someone when you're due back, someone who is responsible and who will raise the alarm if needs be. And don't delay raising the alarm. Don't delay calling the Coast Guard.
Yes, if there's four things you take today, that's the four things I ask.
Chris, thank you very much. Very valuable advice there from Chris Reynolds, former director of the Irish Coast Guard. Now, the Road Safety Authority is seeking an increase in the fees for the NCT and the driving test. That's amongst a suite of options to increase their budget. They've put this to government. We'll have more on that next from Geraldine Herbert.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.